producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and this is our fourth hour of the news wrap-up. We're also going to have at the bottom of the hour, Abby Johnson, a Planned Parenthood whistleblower. She used to be a manager here in Texas of a Planned Parenthood facility. She knows them from the inside out. And as we pointed out earlier in the show, the Planned Parenthood crowd is very upset that some raw videos have leaked out of a House Investigation Committee. This is the committee chaired by Jason Chaffetz, who was also one of those in the running for the House speakership to replace John Boehner. They were looking at these Planned Parenthood videos that were done by the Center for Medical Progress. And, of course, Planned Parenthood said, well, these things have been dishonestly and deceptively edited. So the committee said, give us the raw footage. We'll take a look at that. So the abortionists replied, and, of course, this is the National Abortion Federation. They got a temporary restraining order, said, no, you better not let that stuff get out. Nevertheless, it did leak. Somebody, a House staffer, apparently leaked this to a conservative website, Got News. The editor ignored the injunction and said, I will contest any unconstitutional prior restraint of speech. So he has now put out the unedited raw footage. And so the question is, why would they object to that if there's not anything that is incriminating? I want to take a look in this hour before we get to Abby Johnson's interview at the bottom of the hour. I want to take a look also at this issue of the $750 pill. Is it corporate greed? Is it excessive regulation? Or is it both? This is an article by Mary Ruart, someone that I knew from the Libertarian Party. She ran for office multiple times in the Libertarian Party. She's somebody who worked in the pharmaceutical industry. I think she has an interesting take on that. And there's been an update on this story as well. So we're going to talk about what has come up with that in the next segment. But first, I want to go back to this story that just broke on CNN about a former IRS official, Lois Lerner. They say she will not be charged. This is what CNN is reporting. There will be no charges against former IRS official Lois Lerner or anyone else at the agency, said the Justice Department in a letter. Yeah, Obama's Justice Department. The same people that would not take any action against banks that were laundering money for drug dealers and terrorists multiple times caught doing that. They would not take any action against the banks who are rigging the LIBOR rate. Okay, that's the London Interbank Exchange rate that is used to set up as an index to set up interest rates and to adjust your variable rate interest. I mean, if you've got something like a credit card, if you've got a home loan that is set up as a variable rate loan, it's based on the LIBOR rates. And they're not, they were manipulating that to make money in London, criminally manipulating that. But, of course, nobody's going to go to jail for that. Nobody's going to go to jail for targeting people at the IRS either. They say they found substantial evidence of mismanagement, of poor judgment, of institutional inertia, leading to the belief by many tax-exempt applicants that the IRS targeted them based on their political viewpoints. But poor management is not a crime, says the Justice Department. Well, evidently, if you know the right people, nothing is a crime in America anymore. That's really what we're seeing here. This is nothing but criminals getting away with it. We just heard Hillary Clinton laughing about the FBI investigating her. And understand that the government, as I mentioned before, they prosecuted an NSA whistleblower, Thomas Drake. And they said that he had classified documents on his private server. They said he had unclassified documents on his private server. They came after him. It was a baloney prosecution, but nevertheless, that would have been a crime if he had really done that. And people have been prosecuted for that. but it depends on what level you are in the government, because that's the kind of corrupt government we have. Stay with us. We'll be right back to talk about this $750 pill.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. This is our fourth hour of the news wrap-up. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Planned Parenthood whistleblower Abby Johnson. She was a former manager at a Planned Parenthood facility. We're going to talk to her about the latest revelations and, of course, the fact that Planned Parenthood is very upset now that the raw videos have been leaked from a House committee investigating the videos that were put out by the Center for Medical Progress. I had to look it up. It's such a generic name, and it was brilliant for them to use that name because it makes them look like a medical organization. But I always, such a generic name, I always have to look it up whenever I mention it. But the Center for Medical Progress did the undercover videos. They said, oh, they're heavily edited. And then the raw videos, they were concerned, would get out. So they got a court injunction, but they have leaked out nevertheless. Going back to the Clinton-Benghazi committee hearing, of course, many people, this has unfolded over such a long period of time, that just like the IRS investigations of Lois Lerner, what the IRS is doing targeting political groups, that's now been thrown out by the Justice Department. They say she's not going to be charged and nobody else at the IRS is going to be charged either. They let these investigations drag out for a very, very long time, and people start to forget the startling elements of these things when they first broke. just like we forget the timeline of Benghazi. We forget that Hillary Clinton and State Department came up with multiple explanations for what had happened there. We got a different explanation every day for several days. They charged a filmmaker and put him in jail, saying that he had incited the riot. Absolute nonsense. But that's the level they will go to. She will lie to the face of the people whose family died there in order to cover up what really happened there. She will throw the former ambassador who died and was drugged through the streets, she will throw him under the bus now, saying, well, we were relying on him to help us with information, to help us with information about security. No, they knew what was going on there, and it was also part of an arms trade that was going on there. But, of course, now there's no question that Libya has become a terrorist arms bazaar thanks to our failed foreign policy of Obama and the Secretary of State. But she just laughs this off. One of the things that came out of the hearing yesterday, I thought it was interesting what Drudge noticed, and he had this up at the top of the Drudge Report. One of the things that he thought was most significant about it was Hillary Clinton's coughing fit. Let's listen to what happened as they were asking her questions. He said, maybe this brings up some serious questions about her health. Maybe that's the most interesting thing to come out of these hearings.
Forces in Europe commanded a missile cruiser, a missile destroyer, a tanker. He served in Vietnam and the Persian Gulf. Excuse me.
You need some water, Madam Secretary?
If anybody in the audience knows the Heimlich maneuver, please remain seated.
Would you like to take...
This goes on for quite some time. We won't play the rest of it here because people turning on the radio will kind of wonder what's going on with somebody just coughing and silence there. But, of course, the questioner, a Democrat, was covering for her on that as well. He just started monologuing about whatever to fill time so people wouldn't notice that she couldn't talk at all. So I think that was a pretty interesting development. Drudge thought it was interesting, said maybe that's the most interesting thing to come out of the Benghazi hearings, because they are essentially stonewalling there as they have everywhere else with the IRS frauds, with the prosecutions, the non-prosecutions of banks everywhere. Vladimir Putin says that the U.S. is using terrorists as a battering ram to overthrow disliked regimes. Of course they are. We've been saying that for a long time, and it's good that he is saying this. It's good that we have people on the world stage pointing out that we are using terrorists as surrogates. He certainly knows that. He saw us using Al-Qaeda against Russia in Afghanistan. They were called the Mujahideen, remember, back in Reagan's time? They created them. They equipped them against the Russians. They then eventually became Al-Qaeda. Osama bin Laden was one of their guys. They've also used Islamic terrorists to attack Russia via the Chechnya Islamicists. And they moved those same Chechens, the same Chechen Islamic jihadis, they moved to Syria. We had an interview with one of the leaders go public just about 3 weeks ago, I think it was, where he was talking about how they had relocated them. The CIA and others had relocated them from using them against Russia into Syria. So that's precisely what they're doing. And Putin has another article from Putin. That's on that one was on Infowars.com. That's Mikhail Phelan. You can check out the details on that. Putin also says there's no need to distinguish between moderate and other terrorists. Are there really moderate terrorists? I don't think so. I think that they're all terrorists, except we have to understand, and this is finally starting to come out, that the United States is using all of these people as surrogates and has for a very long time. Let's go to health news at this moment. We've had a lot of back and forth saying that it was a market failure. Remember when we had that guy who was a young hedge fund manager? Made a lot of money, decided he'd buy a pharmaceutical company, Turing Pharmaceuticals. The CEO was Martin Shkreli, I think is the way you pronounce his last name. Nevertheless, he bought this pharmaceutical company that had a very old drug that was now, its patent had expired. And they were selling this drug for $13.50 per pill, and he raised the price to $750 a pill. The pill was Daraprim, and it's being used at the moment for people who are struggling with AIDS. And so that 5,000% increase in the price of that drug, many people said, "How, you know, look at this. This is what happens when you have unbridled capitalism, this kind of greed." Well, Mary Ruart writes a column, and she says, a $750 pill, is it corporate greed, or is it excessive regulation, or is it both? Now, she is someone who is she's a libertarian writer and activist. She's also been a pharmaceutical researcher, so she knows what happens inside the FDA. And she points out that Turing Pharmaceuticals has had a de facto monopoly, courtesy of the ever-increasing costs of gaining FDA approval, both for new drugs, over $1 billion in 11 years, and for generics. Any generic company could make this drug, Daraprim. Its patent expired decades ago. However, the FDA would require that the company demonstrate that its pill released the drug into the bloodstream at the same rate as the original Daraprim. So coupled with the cost of setting up FDA-approved manufacturing facilities for the new drug, a turnaround time of a couple of years or so due to regulatory red tape, and the expensive clinical trials a generic company would need to commit to spending many millions, perhaps tens of millions of dollars, even with the special exemption that the FDA gives drugs that have a small or an orphan patient population. She says FDA-mandated drug development, both new and generic, virtually eliminates competition. And see, that's the question. When you look at this and you say, this guy was able to raise the price from $1,350 to $750 a pill, a 5,000% increase. Why was he able to do that? Where are the other companies that are coming out with drugs? And she points out, well, you don't have a free market when you have excessive regulation by the FDA. See, the FDA has enacted a certain kind of drug prohibition, haven't they? We have the DEA, which says you can't take recreational drugs, hallucinogenics or whatever. They just have prohibited it like they did alcohol prohibition, except without the constitutional amendment, of course, because we don't really need the Constitution anymore. We just say it's make it so. But the FDA has gone the other direction. The FDA says everything is prohibited for medical use unless expressly permitted. So you have to get even special permission if you have a fatal disease in order to use it. You can't experiment, be part of an experimental program, even if you're going to die. The FDA does not allow that, except under some circumstances. You can beg them for permission, and perhaps they'll let you be part of a program, but you can't make that determination on your own. See, that's the other side of drug prohibition. The idea, and this is pervasive throughout the government, the idea that everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted, that we have no rights, we only have government-granted privileges. Well, now there's a new twist on this. This is reported by Occupy Democrats, and they're looking at this and they say, well, the price-gouging pharmaceutical CEO who is tried to raise this by 5,000%, it looks like now he's going to be undercut by another company, a San Diego-based company, announced that it will sell this drug, Daraprim, as low as $99 for a 100-pill supply. They say, yeah, that's right. It's just over a dollar per pill. So not only are they going to cut down this pill that he wanted to sell for $750, but he was selling it for decades at $13.50, and nobody went into competition with him. Now these people are saying they're going to do it at $1 a pill. And I find that very interesting because It just shows that unless you get this kind of attention, and I still have questions based on what Mary Ruart wrote. She's very knowledgeable about the pharmaceutical industry. Based on what she wrote, is this going to be something like the McDonald's announcement that they're going to go to natural whole foods, to no antibiotics in their meat, to grain-fed beef and that sort of thing? But, oh, yeah, if you read the fine print, that's going to be years, maybe decades down the road. That's not something that's going to happen right away. This might be a PR campaign by this particular company. I don't know how long it's going to take them to get approval for this. They may be able to expedite that. But that's precisely the issue. If you have a true free market, somebody can come in and create the pill and sell it for whatever they can manufacture it for. At $13.50, they were making a huge profit if these people can do it for a dollar. But you have to have a free market. When the socialists like Bernie Sanders say that capitalism has failed, I would say we haven't tried it. We don't have a free market. We have crony capitalism, and we have a highly regulated market. And most of those regulations are put on by the pharmaceutical companies. They want the FDA to have those kind of restrictions on there because they want to keep competition out of their market. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we'll have an update on how CNN is spinning the Ebola news about the British nurse.
Two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home-run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host this hour. Coming up in the next segment, we'll be talking to a Planned Parenthood whistleblower, Abby Johnson. And of course, if you haven't heard the news, CNN is announcing that Lois Lerner and nobody at the IRS will be charged for targeting political groups. That's because we've got a government by criminals and for criminals. You know, Hillary Clinton, one of the things that came out in the Benghazi trials yesterday was the fact that she says, I didn't even have a computer in my State Department office. She says most of my work was done on emails with my closest aides, with officials in the State Department, officials in the rest of the world, as well as the White House and people around the world. In other words, world, ignore the email issues here. Look, of course they don't use emails. Remember when we were in at Bilderberg in Copenhagen? And we saw Ed Balls, who was the shadow chancellor of the exchequer, that would be essentially, we don't have shadow people put in particular offices here in the United States, but if the Republicans who were out of office, if they wanted to put up an opposition or shadow secretary of the Treasury, that would be the equivalent position. Well, Ed Balls shows up to Bilderberg, and he's got a carry-on luggage bag that he's wheeling through there that is full of papers. Now, you look at this and you say, well, you know, why doesn't Ed Ball just put all that on a little tiny laptop, you know, or an iPad or something? You know, he could have his notes there. He could show people. He might even impress his fellow Bilderberg attendees with some kind of really cool PowerPoint display or something, right? No, these people don't like to put stuff on computers because they get hacked. So they walk around with their little suitcases full of paperwork. And as he was trying to come in, they were asking him for his credentials. He couldn't find his credentials, and he starts going through his bag, and my wife was there taking pictures of him, and he's fumbling, and all this stuff is falling out of his suitcase. You can see he's got an entire suitcase filled with paper documents for his co-conspirators at Bilderberg. And that's the way this works. You know, I mean, why should we be concerned, for example, of the CIA when somebody hacks the director's emails and takes a look at what he's got? And of course, he's got a lot of personal emails that are there, but listen to something that came out of one of these emails. One of the things attached to these emails was communication that was reflecting government communication. So, and he says, everyone we spoke with on the ground in Afghanistan, this is a memo from Lewis Tucker, who is a minority staff director for the Senate Intelligence Committee, Vice Chairman Christopher Kit Bond. Okay, so these are people who are working on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he sends an email to CIA Director John Brennan, and this email is hacked by a teenager, and this is what's attached to the email. Everyone we spoke with on the ground in Afghanistan and Pakistan confessed that they know of no overall U.S. government strategy for the region. Rather, we observed quality individuals serving judiciously in their own lanes, ungoverned by a coordinated, comprehensive strategy. In other words, nobody knows what's going on here. We don't have any strategy in Afghanistan or in Pakistan. Well, they don't need a strategy. They don't need a goal. Their only strategy, their only goal is endless war. Endless war for the military-industrial complex. It's interesting that we see them confessing this, but of course they only do that privately. That's one of the reasons why they try to hide everything. That's one of the reasons why they have their own separate servers. You can only imagine what was on some of the 30,000 emails that were deleted by Hillary Clinton, and maybe they will find those, maybe they won't. Certainly looks like the Obama administration doesn't want the FBI to look. They're sending out all kinds of signals saying that. And, of course, they're giving the IRS a pass on something that is orders of magnitude greater than what Richard Nixon was impeached for. So we now have a criminal kleptocracy that allows anything to go if you are well-connected enough. And one of the ways that they do this, of course, is by spinning information in the media. A good example of this is a story about UK Ebola nurse, Kafferke. This is a British nurse that was given a clean bill of health. She had contracted Ebola while she was treating people in Africa. She was given a clean bill of health last January. Then she had a relapse 9 months later. News organizations all over the world were talking about it. She nearly died about a week ago. And then she began to get better. She's now in serious condition, but she was in critical condition. She almost died. She got meningitis. And the news about that was, hey, she never really was cleared of Ebola. And as they started talking to scientists, they said, yeah, We found that there was a case of sexual transmission of Ebola because it hides out in sexual organs. It hid out in a man's semen. He transmitted it to a woman 7 months later. She subsequently died. They found it in a doctor's eye. But this is the way CNN spins it. They say UK Ebola nurse was suffering from meningitis, not from a relapse. In other words, they say the meningitis was caused by Ebola, but not by the virus itself. That's kind of like saying nobody ever died of Ebola. They died of dehydration, or they died of a heart attack, but they didn't die from Ebola. That's what they're telling us. And yet, the reality that they don't want you to see is that the Ebola continues. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and joining us now is Abby Johnston, a Planned Parenthood whistleblower, and I appreciate you coming on. You just got off of a plane, Abby. I appreciate you coming here to the studio on such short notice and fighting traffic, getting here just in the nick of time, and she just walked into the studio right now. And I want to ask her to comment on what's going on here in Texas, because in Texas we've had the attorney general as well as the governor. They've raided several Planned Parenthood organizations looking for records, doing an investigation. Imagine that, doing an investigation of criminal actions. You're not going to see that happening from the federal government. So I want to ask her to comment on that, because it's not happening just here in Texas. This is something that's happening in multiple states. Before we do, I just wanted to go back. We ran out of time at the last segment talking about the way CNN was spinning this Ebola thing. And this is very important to understand. We had a caller who called in last week and said, you have to understand Ebola is a virus. It's not going to ever really truly leave your system. And we learned because of the relapse of this nurse 9 months after she was given the okay, we learned that, of course, it can hide out in your eye. It can hide out in your central nervous system, which is where it hid out in this nurse. It can hide out in the sexual reproductive organs and has been passed on and fatally passed on to someone else in Africa. So this is something that people should be concerned about. They should know how this works. And yet the government, and especially the mainstream media, does not want you to know that. So they spin it with this headline and say, well, she was suffering from meningitis. It wasn't a relapse. I'm sorry, but, you know, it was from Ebola, and they admitted that it was from Ebola. And listen to how they report it in the body of the article. They say the UK nurse is suffering meningitis caused by Ebola, not the virus itself, say doctors. I mean, talk about doublespeak. And this is what the UK health officials said. They said it was an unusual late complication. Yeah, a late complication, like 9 months after she was given the go-ahead and said she was completely clear and allowed to treat other people. That's what they don't want you to see. That's why this they've had such a cavalier attitude about spreading this to the population, even to the extent that this nurse, Casey Hickox, who went to Africa to treat patients there, came back in New Jersey. She was quarantined by Chris Christie. Now she is suing Chris Christie for quarantining her. And I guess my question would be, if you're concerned about people's health, if you don't want people to get Ebola, why wouldn't you quarantine yourself as a courtesy to other people, as a concern to other people? She goes to Africa to help people with Ebola. Why wouldn't she try to keep that from spreading here? Why wouldn't she voluntarily quarantine herself? It's absolutely amazing to me. It was one of the first times I've ever seen Chris Christie get something right, and he is sued for doing it. So here we go. Let's go to what's happening with Planned Parenthood. And thank you for joining us, Abby Johnson.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, you've been a viewer manager at Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
And we've talked before about how you saw things developing at Planned Parenthood. Just recap that briefly for people.
Sure. Yeah. A couple things. One, they implemented an abortion quota for us and actually doubled the number of abortions that we were supposed to be selling to women every month. So that was the first thing. The second thing, though, what really caused me to leave was seeing a live ultrasound-guided abortion procedure take place where I saw a 13-week-old baby fighting and struggling for his life at the hands of the abortionists. And I left, and Planned Parenthood sued me because apparently they think it's legal to become pro-life. But they lost, and now I'm just doing everything I can to expose what's mm-hmm. taking place inside of these abortion clinics, not just Planned Parenthood, but certainly Planned Parenthood, yeah. since they are our largest abortion chain.
Sure, sure. And so what you saw there was that they were clearly operating for profit. They
yes.
were pushing you to push procedures on people.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that we've seen in these undercover videos is that they are pushing women to sign these releases so that they can acquire parts that they've already talked to STEM Express and other people to know what it is that they want in terms of parts.
Well, look, we weren't even honest about you know what we were really doing. I mean, I was being paid. So for every woman that I got to consent to participate in this research, I got paid mm-hmm. $20. So that certainly lends itself to manipulative or coercive language.
Oh, yeah. You incentivize it.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
Oh, you want to do this. This is nothing. It's going to help save the lives of other people when in actuality we know that fetal tissue hasn't had any major medical breakthroughs since mm-hmm. the inception of the research. So,
and they can do stem cell research on adult stem cells.
Yes. And
they don't need to have the baby stem cells.
That's right. Yeah. And there actually have been significant medical breakthroughs because of adult mm-hmm. stem cells, which is always harvested in an ethical way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's this article here. I didn't cover it in the news, but a blood test that allows couples to screen out what they call abnormalities. This is a Spanish firm. iGenomics has made a compatibility test that costs about £1,800. It's available in Britain, so I guess you can
if it's abnormalities or if it's maybe hair color. You want a different baby with a different hair color, different sex or whatever, just have an abortion.
Yeah, feels a little Aryan to me, a little Hitler, yeah. Hitler-esque to me. Designer babies getting what you want.
Exactly. That's where this is essentially going to lead. And, of course, we have seen that in the history of Planned Parenthood as well. Mm-hmm. We've seen that it was targeted to certain groups, targeted to the black community, of course. That was Margaret Sanger was very clear about that. I want to get your comment before we talk about what's going on here in the state of Texas about this recent article from Politico talking about how the raw video has now been leaked out of a House committee. And they were telling everybody, hey, don't pay any attention to these videos from the Center for Medical Progress. Don't pay any attention to that because those have been heavily edited. And yet they don't want the raw footage out there either. They're trying to
I mean, that's the thing. If they've got nothing to hide, then who cares, right? Why go to these extreme lengths to make sure that the videos don't come out if everything they're doing is to help the general public through the research? I mean, and that's kind of the thing. I mean, I guess I worked in Planned Parenthood media for a while, but I mean, I've just been thinking the whole time, why don't they just come out and say, yeah, we do this. Mm-hmm. Yep, we do it. Yep. We have cavalier conversations about aborting babies at dinner. Yep. That is absolutely what we do. And that's part of our work. And we're proud of it because we are proud to perform abortions. I mean, that's really what they should just come out and say instead of trying to hide it and suppress it and, you know, make all of these excuses. Just come on out with it. I mean, if you're really proud of what you do, if you really believe abortion is this great service, if you really believe that harvesting fetal tissue from these aborted babies is a good thing, then just own it and be proud of it.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them do actually, and and it's actually that's actually really creepy when you see that happen. Talk to us about what's going on here in the state of Texas. Of course, this is something that's going on in multiple states. We're not seeing any real investigation at the federal level, in spite of the fact this committee is looking at these videos. That's the only thing that we've seen. And, of course, that's the Republican committee who's doing that. The Justice Department is not doing any investigation to see if they violated U.S. law by negotiating for organ parts or if they are performing late-term abortions, as we see in these videos, because they want more fully developed body parts. Those would all be violations of existing law. They're just they're starting to look at that in the House committee, but they're not the Obama administration, the Department of Justice, are not looking at that. But we do have some states that are looking at that. Tell us about Texas.
Yeah, it's been really exciting, actually. You know, we had already defunded, in the state of Texas, we had already defunded Planned Parenthood of $29 million, but there was still like $2.5 million left. And, you know, we just kept being told we just can't pull it. CMS will come in and, you know, they'll shut down your whole Medicaid program. But certainly there has to be some allowance for a state to say, you're breaking the law. Mm-hmm. We don't want you as part of our Medicaid program, right? But you've got to have pretty solid evidence that they are breaking the law. So the Office of the Investigator General, which, by the way, we have a new IG, Stuart Bowen, amazing man, really on top of this. And it's not just that he's, you know, well, I'm pro-life, so I want to shut down Planned Parenthood. He's like, I want to make sure that we are being responsible with taxpayer dollars here in the state of Texas. And he's really going about it the right way. You know, he started looking at, we've got three whistleblower lawsuits. Mine is one of them. From former Planned Parenthood workers stating Medicaid fraud. Serious Medicaid fraud. If my case goes to court and we win, the affiliate that I worked with, Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast, they're going to be fined about $600 million.
Wow.
This is big money, okay? Yeah. And this is our money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, basically the OIG said, look, we're going to look into this. You know, we have the video showing this, but we need some hard proof. And these former clinic workers have that hard proof. And so they've been looking through, you know, our complaint, our allegations, our cases. And then they finally went in there, they stepped foot in there and said, we're taking the records we need. And surprise, surprise, the only affiliate that wasn't cooperative was Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast. And that happened out of Houston. That happens to be where all three of the former employees came from. So they don't want to be cooperative. They don't want us to see what's going on in there.
So you say they weren't cooperative. What did they do?
Well, they were trying to prevent the OIG from getting the records. But I mean, they have the power. They're part of the Medicaid contract, so they have the power to get whatever they want.
And of course, that's legitimate if it's part of, if somebody accuses them of wrongdoing, it would be negligent on the part of the Attorney General not to investigate it.
Absolutely.
You know, and so that's what we see repeatedly. Yet they talk about this as if they're being targeted unfairly, unjustly. We heard the same thing about the videos themselves. Oh, you know, they came in, they lied to people about this. I think it's like, no, if you have, it's not entrapment. If somebody has said something is happening here and you do an undercover investigation, the FBI does that kind of stuff all the time. And it's not entrapment. If somebody says, hey, there's a crime being committed here, you need to investigate this, then it's legitimate to go in and do an undercover investigation, even if you represent yourself as that's the only way that they do most of these investigations. And so that kind of investigation, going in and looking at the records of an organization once they've been accused of wrongdoing, that's a legitimate thing to do. But the left is and the apologists for Planned Parenthood are going apoplectic about this.
Oh, poor Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Poor billion-dollar nonprofit. Yeah. And I mean, that's just what's so disingenuous about the whole thing is Planned Parenthood, they love to play the victim. They need to play the victim in order to keep their support going. You know, we're just always trying to shut them down and, you know, poor us. And we're always a target. Yeah, you are always a target because you're killing babies.
Mm-hmm.
And you are always a target because you're giving substandard health care to women who come into your facilities. And you are a target because you continue to promote and participate in illegal activity. Yeah, you better believe you're absolutely a target, and you're going to continue to be a target until we can find enough evidence to shut you down permanently.
You're talking about substandard health care. I mean, one of the things that came to light in these undercover videos is the fact that they would encourage the women to have a breech birth so they could get a better, quote-unquote, specimen, as they termed the baby.
Yeah. I mean, and that's not all. I mean, look, we have where I run an organization for abortion clinic workers so that they can leave and find hope and find healing and find a life-affirming job away from the abortion industry. And, you know, the things that these workers are coming out and telling us that's going on inside the clinics, there was an inspection that we just got. Every 6 months, we'll do a public information request and ask for the inspection reports because those are public record. So the inspectors that go into these abortion clinics. And we get inspections back all the time that say they are not properly sterilizing instruments. These are instruments that are going inside a woman that are being used woman to woman. Mm. They are not being properly sterilized. And this may be a problem that continues to happen year after year, yet these abortion clinics are still allowed to stay open.
Wow.
I mean, they are putting women at very serious risk, in very serious danger.
And look at the way the Planned Parenthood apologist reacted to the laws that would try to correct that type of situation.
Oh, yeah.
They said, oh, you're just doing that because you don't want us to have abortions. And they're not concerned about women's health. It came out at the time, it was about that time that Joan Rivers died having plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And they pointed out that if those same standards had been applied to where she was having plastic surgery, then that wouldn't have happened to her. She would have survived. You know, they would have had the kind of oversight that they needed with that. But they're not concerned about women's health. They're just concerned about having more abortions. And you could see it from their resistance to this legislation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and what's so pathetic is that these clinics, they can't even keep up with the very minimum standards that are in place right now. But they say that they care about women. They're not even properly sterilizing their instruments, but they're trying to convince me that they care about women. I mean, gosh, you've got women coming in there who are HIV positive, who have other sexually transmitted serious diseases, and they're not even properly cleaning the instruments that are going inside one woman and the next. I mean, that is disgusting. They don't have, we just got one inspection back. They're all of their life-saving equipment, their airway equipment, all of that, the defibrillator, all of that, had not been inspected since 2010.
Mm.
I mean, God forbid a woman actually needed it. They pull it out. It doesn't even work. I mean, I'm telling you, these clinics, it is such poor care for women, and they're not even providing the services that they say they're providing. They're saying that they're providing all of this comprehensive care for women. That's ridiculous. They are not providing half of the care that, probably they're not providing 75% of the care that their apologists are saying that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to tell them that, they can't stand it. They can't take it. They cannot take you trying to shut down their precious Planned Parenthood, even though there are better providers for them to go and see.
Exactly. When they're talking about women's health, and that's the line they always come back. If you cut funding for Planned Parenthood, you're going to be cutting funding for women's health. But again, when we go back to it and we say, all right, we're concerned about women's health. We want to make sure that their equipment is up to date, that they have all these other things that in case something goes wrong, they say, oh, you just want to stop abortions because they know that's why they're supporting Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, it was interesting. The NARAL or NAF or one of the pro-abortion groups came out not too long ago. And they said it was like this shocking pro-lifers trying to shut down the abortion industry. And I thought, is that really shocking? Because, yeah, that is exactly what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to cut women's health care. I want to make sure women are getting proper health care and comprehensive health care when they do go to a medical office. And they're not going to get that at Planned Parenthood. They're going to get dirty instruments. They're not even going to be seen by a doctor. There's not even a doctor in the building if you go to Planned Parenthood for health care. You know, I want to make sure that women are getting the best care. Here in the state of Texas alone, there are only 35 Planned Parenthood clinics. There are almost 5,000 providers for the Texas Women's Health Program where women can go to receive health care at no cost. I mean, we really don't need Planned Parenthood in the state of Texas. I mean, we have said that over and over again. Our legislators have proven it. We do not need these clinics in our state.
Stay with us when we come back. We're talking about Planned Parenthood and government subsidies. And, of course, it's not just federal subsidies, even state subsidies. It's also local subsidies. And we'll talk about a good example of that when we come back. We're talking to Abby Johnson, a Planned Parenthood whistleblower. We'll be right back.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID
Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IVStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. On our final segment, we have Abby Johnson with us. She's a Planned Parenthood whistleblower, a former manager at a Planned Parenthood facility in Houston. And I want to talk to her about funding at the local level. Before we do, I just want to let you know that we have Super Male Vitality back in stock. And we also have 15% off of Ancient Defense, as well as 10% off the complete InfoWars Select Storable Food Line. And that includes free shipping. And that's where there's a huge saving when you buy your food with free shipping. Again, 10% off of all InfoWars Select Storable Food Line, 15% off Ancient Defense, and Super Male Vitality is back in stock. Now, Abby, as we were talking about efforts to try to limit funding, and of course it's been done at the state level here in Texas, there's also heavy subsidies at the local level that I think people aren't aware of. Austin is a very good example. Tell us what's going on here in Austin with local subsidy of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, Austin is, they have before. They've funded Planned Parenthood locally before, and then they stopped. Now they're back to doing it. Another thing I think people don't realize is there's a building downtown in Austin. The rent for a building like this, for the square footage, would probably go for, maybe $4,000 to $5,000 a month. The city of Austin for at least 20, 30 years, has been renting that building to Planned Parenthood for $1 a year. I mean,
that's a huge subsidy.
Absolutely. And then, part of our local taxes, they want that to go to Planned Parenthood. And, I have to say, I remember when we were moving to this area, and we were looking at, where we wanted to buy a house. One of the things that we looked at was, is the local government there giving subsidies to Planned Parenthood? At that time when we moved here, Travis County was, the city of Austin was. And so we ended up moving intentionally, moved more north into Williamson County because we didn't want any of our money going to Planned Parenthood at the local level. And I think people need to pay attention to that. People need to start paying attention to that. Where is your local money going? Is it going to fund things like the abortion industry? And here in Austin, it is.
I think most people wouldn't even think to look for that.
Yeah.
You know how the system works because you worked at a Planned Parenthood. Most people wouldn't even imagine that they're getting a several thousand square foot facility for $1 a year
mm-hmm.
in Austin. That is absolutely amazing. And that shows just how much how politically correct connected they are, that people would give them this kind of subsidy. And I think a lot of people, even people that might support abortion, many libertarians, would look at this and say, wait a minute, why are we giving these people that much of a subsidy
right.
for their business? I mean, the same type of thing we look at with sports stadiums, where you got these multi-billionaires come in with their sports team and you build a billion-dollar stadium for them. I mean, we see this kind of crony capitalism at every level. And certainly it's there with Planned Parenthood. I think a lot of people need to look at that at the local level. So we're going to be talking tonight on the nightly news. Leanne McAdoo is going to be talking about the Texas raids of Planned Parenthood. There's also going to be an extended version of Alex storming Google. Don't miss that video, because it's absolutely priceless to see the expression on people's faces when you put a camera and a microphone in their face. Even the guy who has a laptop in front of him with a camera and a microphone, he doesn't think about it until Alex does that. That is essentially what is happening to all of us. We're all being recorded all the time by Google, and that information now, with the passage of CISA, is going to be turned over to the government as the government wishes. That's what you need to be afraid of. Thank you so much for joining us. Abby Johnson, Planned Parenthood whistleblower, join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Leanne McAdoo will be doing the nightly news.
Thank you for listening. visit GCNlive.com today.